The news headlines are full of accusations, judgments, and jump to conclusions. Innocent until proven guilty has been replaced by the court of popular opinion. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. And it seems to me the more famous the person, the quicker we are to rush to judge them. We love to build people up only to cut them down as soon as something bad happens. Professional athletes are placed on a pedestal, hero-worshipped, at least until they throw an interception or miss a free throw or strike out. Then we look for any reason to pass judgment. We have no facts, just our bias and our uninformed opinion. You know, we do the same thing with family members, friends, co-workers, and neighbors. We are quick to pick up on the latest rumor, that juicy information, and harmful gossip. The problem is, we don't know their story. We have no idea what they are going through, what challenges and hardships they face, what pain they feel. As the old saying goes, we haven't walked a mile in their shoes. The man who cut you off on the way to work this morning just received the news that he has cancer. The woman at the checkout counter who was curt and sassy to the cashier just found out that her husband was having an affair. The kid that just failed the math test just had her world turned upside down, discovering that her parents were getting a divorce. How would we react in the same situations? We would want or even expect the benefit of the doubt. If only they knew what I was going through. Instead of the modern-day court of public opinion fueled by the secular media, what is the proper Christian response to situations that we are bombarded with? In Matthew 7, we read, "Judge not, that you be not judged. For with the judgment you pronounce, you will be judged, and with the measure that you use it, it will be measured to you." Again, in Luke we read, "Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven." Example after example in James, Romans, Ephesians drive home this point. We are not to judge, condemning, and gossiping and spreading nasty rumors. We are to walk a mile in their shoes to get to know the real story, the whole story, the pain behind their behavior. And maybe then we'll have a greater understanding of the situation. We never know the battle that people are fighting. As author Sherilyn Kenyon reminds us, we would be amazed at the pain and tears a single smile hides. Let's make an effort not to be one of those people who are quick to rush the judgment. This is Tony Agnese.